We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Shemot. Moshe Rabbeinu said, who am I to go to Paro? And the Netivot Shalom had explained Moshe was concerned that because he is small, that's the way he viewed it, that he is small, so the Gula would be small. And Hashem answered him, he said, no, I'm going to be with you, don't worry. It's not contingent on how great you are. I'm doing this, we're doing it together, so to speak. You're going, but I'm with you. V'inyan ma'amar kadosh b'chu, and that which Hashem said, and this is for you the sign, ki anochi shlachticha, that I've sent you. When you take that nation out of Egypt, you'll serve Hashem on this mountain. Itbe'er can be explained, based on what the Magid Mikoznitz explained, that it's quoted in his name in the book Be'er Moshe, שבקבלת התורה יגיעו ישראל לגילוי עליון בבחינת הזה. That on Kabbalat Torah, the Jewish people attain the great revelation that's referred to as the word Hazeh. Shal derech shenemar b'kriyat Yamsuf, ze eli ve'anveo. Just like it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Jews crossed the Yamsuf, it says, they said, ze, this is my potent one, this is my God, now glorify him. Shiro kulam tashem itbach panim el panim, they all saw Hashem face to face. Kach yiyu gam b'kabbalat Torah giluim elyonim. So too, when they receive the Torah, there will be great revelations. V'zeu perush v'zeh lecha ot ki anochi shlachticha. This is what it means when Hashem tells him, this is the sign that I've sent you. Shelchor ha-tevat anochi miyuteret. At first glance, the fact that Hashem says that I have sent you, the word anochi seems superfluous. Elam rumaz b'zeh, but rather the allusion in this is kamur, she'en zo shlichut regila. Like we've said, this isn't a regular situation of I'm sending a messenger. Shashariach poel be'atzmo, that the messenger is acting on his own. Ela anochi shelachticha, the word anochi, I have sent you, the anochi eyeim picha ve'im piu, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. V'zei yelecha ot she'anochi be'atzmi yaseh takol, and this will be the sign that I alone will do all of this. Shebotziachata mimitzrayim, that when you take the nation out of Egypt, כן, בובה, אמא בבית. שבהוציאך את העם ממצרים, תעבדון את האלוקים על ההר הזה. You'll serve Hashem on this mountain, שיהיו אז גילויים עליונים בבחינת זה. But then there will be great revelations. That's the concept that's referred to with the word זה. שיבקעו כל זין ערכיים, that all seven heavens we have on tradition, all seven heavens opened up. ויראו הכל שאין עוד מלבדו. And everyone could recognize that Hashem alone was running the world. וזו הייתה תשובה לחששו של משה. And that was the answer to Moshe's concern. שאם הוא הגיע השליח תהיה גאולה במדרגה קטנה. Moshe was concerned. He says, if I'm going to go, then the גאולה will be on a low level. אבל כך אמר לו, that's what Hashem tells him, שבהוציאך את העם, when you take them out, תראה שיהיו גילויים כאלו, you'll see that there will be such great revelations, שרק אנוכי הקדוש ברוך הוא, בעצמו יכול לגלות זאת. Only אנוכי, only Hashem himself can make such revelations. Ani velo malach. That's the concept that Hashem says it is I, not an angel. Ani velo saraf. It is I and not a saraf angel. The malachim v'srafim enam yichonim negalot kiluim keile. These angels can't make such revelations. V'zei yelecha ot ki ani uagoel ben ishiti. That's the revelation that I am the redeemer. What was Moshe's concern? If I redeem them, then it's not going to be on the level it could be. Hashem says, no, I am with you. What is the sign? Ki anochi shelachticha, that I have sent you and I am with you. Ze. The word ze, that is the ze keli vanveo. It is the ze, yavdun tarukim ala har haze. And that it is also the word anochi, which is a reference to Hashem. Hashem says, I. There are things that only I do, angels don't do. One of them is the revelation that Hashem alone is running the world, which is part of the revelation at Sinai. וזה שסרב משה רבנו, and that which Moshe refused, אף לאחר שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא כל זאת, even after Hashem told him all of this, כי לא השיג הכוונה העליונה בזה. He didn't understand the uppermost understanding in this, שאנוכי יהיה עמך ממש, that when Hashem said, I'll be with you, means, really I will be with you, והוא לא יעשה דבר בעצמו, and he won't have to do anything alone. וחשב, and what he thought was, the הכוונה, the intent was, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יסייע לו בשליחותו. That Hashem was saying, I'll be with you, meaning I'll help you out. ולכך המשיך לסרב ולהפציר. That's why he continued to refuse, and he continued going on and saying no, because he says, I don't want to go, and Hashem says, I'm with you. His understanding was, I'll help you, don't worry. And really Hashem was saying, no, I am with you, I'm doing the redemption together with you, עד שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא פירוש, השם spelled it out, וחזר וכפל את הדברים, and השם repeated it, ואנוכי יהיה עם פיך ועם פיו, I will be with your mouth, with his mouth, אז השיג את תכלית הכוונה העליונה, then he understood what השם's uppermost intent was, ולא סירב עוד, then he didn't refuse anymore. Because the Netivot Shalom is going in line with his malach all along. He was saying, what was Moshe's refusal? His refusal was on the grounds that it's not good for the Jewish people if I go. So now when Hashem explains to him, I am with you to the extent that I'll be with your mouth, we're doing it together, then it became clarified that the redemption is not contingent on Moshe's level. Then Moshe says, fine, if they won't lose out by the fact that I'm doing it, then I'm willing to go. ובעוד אופן יש לבאר מאמר הכתוב וזה לך עוד. Now we could explain the pasuk in which Hashem told him, this is the sign. We could explain that pasuk a different way. Al fi ma shenizkar, based on what's been mentioned, shenatan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ot al kach shanuchi yeimach, that Hashem gave him a sign to indicate that he will be with him. Bezeh sheyu az giluyim nisgavim, that then there will be great revelations at Sinai. דהנה יש לדייק באומרו, we should really take note, when Hashem says, תעבדון את האלוקים על ההר הזה, Hashem tells him, what's the sign? When you come out of Mitzrayim, you'll serve Hashem on this mountain. מי נפקמין על איזה יעבדו את האלוקים? Why does it make a difference what mountain they'll use to serve Hashem? Why is that such a great sign? ומה המשמעות המיוחד בהר הזה? So what was the great importance of that mountain being the place where Hashem would give the Torah at Sinai and Am Yisrael would get Nevuah? ויש לבאר, דהנה הר רומז ליצר הרע. So we can explain that the word mountain is really an allusion to the יצר הרע. כמאמר חזל, like חזל say, צדיקים נדמה להם כהר. To צדיקים the יצר הרע appears like a mountain. שהוא הולך וגדל כהר, that a mountain keeps getting higher and higher. So too the יצר הרע. ואם בפשטות נברא יצר הרע בכדי שילחמו נגדו ונגד פיתויו, and if simply understood, the Yetzer Hara was created so that they fight him and they fight his seductions, אך האמת שכל זה קודם התיקון. But truthfully, that's on a simple level, but truthfully, all this is before the תיקון. אבל אחר התיקון ממנו ניקח לעבודת השם. But after the fixing, he's taken for the עבודת השם, ללמוד ממנו השגות בעבודת השם. That from him we could learn, השגות, to attain understandings in the service of Hashem, al derech she'amru chazal, like our sages taught us, b'gimel leshonot shechibah chibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael. There are three terms of love that Hashem indicated as love for the Jewish people. B'dveika, b'chashika, u'b'chafeitza. The three terms are dveika, clinging, connecting, chashika, desiring, chafeitza, wanting. וכולם למדנו מפרשתו של אותו רשע. All of these terms are learned from who? From the parasha of Bilam Arasha. שלכאורה, מדוע דווקא, I'm sorry, from the parasha of Shechem. It says, Shechem בני חשקה נפשו בביתכם. חפץ לקחתה, כי חפץ בבת יעקב. These terms of חשיקה, חפיצה, דווקא נפשו, ותדבק נפשו בנפש דינה. It says these three terms are used in reference to Shechem. Shechem's adoration of Dina. So we say from these three terms, the Medrash says, we learn the terminology for Hashem's connection to Am Yisrael. שלכור, מדוע דווקא משכם יש ללמוד את החיבה שחיבב הקדוש ברוך הוא ישראל? At first glance, why do we learn it specifically from Shechem? Why is that the source for learning Hashem's love for Israel? אלא כאמור, but rather is like we said, לאחר התיקון מן היצר הרע, that after fixing oneself from the Yetzer Hara, יהיו לאדם השגות איך לעבוד את השם. That process of fixing oneself from the Yetzer Hara teaches a person ways in serving Hashem. שנלמד איזה השגות וכוחות ישנם בנפשו, he learns what strengths there are, what potential he has within his nefesh, שיכניסם לעבודת השם, that he could inculcate them in the service of Hashem, באש נעבה, with a flame of a fire, בדביקה, בחשיקה ובחפיצה. That from Shechem we learn what potential we have. That the potential for connecting, if Shechem could use that potential for bad, we learn from it what potential there is for good in connecting to Hashem. מהנה בקבלת התורה, היה אמור להיות כבר התיקון הגמור. when we received the Torah, we were supposed to attain a complete fixing already. Kmo dichtiv, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ani amati Elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. My plan was you should be godly. You should be like the celestial beings. You should be like those that are born above. Ela she'acharei she'nichshelu bechet. But after they erred in sin, v'naflu mimadrigatam, so then they fell from their level, nidcha tikun, so then their fixing themselves completely was detained, v'achen ka'adam temutun, and that's what the pasuk continues in Tehillim. Hashem says, oh, you didn't make it, you messed up, so ka'adam temutun, you'll die like humans. V'ze shamar kadosh baruch hu le'moshe, and that's what Hashem says to Moshe, v'ze lecha ha'ot, this will be for you the sign. Shegula zo hi b'madriga elyona, that this redemption is on the highest level. Umyuedet la'avit ha'tikun ha'gamur, and its purpose is to bring the complete fixing. That's the purpose. Shebotziachat ha'amim tzam tavdun t'elokim ala har hazeh, that when you take the nation out, you'll serve Hashem on this mountain. Shekasher tishtachreru, when you'll become released, v'tetzu mitumat mitzrayim, you'll leave the defilement of Egypt. Yitapech ha'yetzer ha l'seya lachem, then that Yetzer Hara will really be there to serve you. That from this mountain, we said the mountain is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. This mountain, meaning this Yetzer Hara, will be used to serve Hashem. So again, Hashem is revealing to him that the Geula is going to be so great, it's going to be things that can only be done by me, not even by my angels. So certainly, Moshe, don't worry. It's not all in your hands. You don't want to take the responsibility. You're concerned that if you do it, it will be on a lower level. Don't worry, it's going to be so great. It will reach a point where even the mountain, even the Yetzer Hara, will be used to serve Hashem. And these are things that can only be done by me. So don't worry about it being brought down by you. This is the sign. Go. This is the proof that this is something that's so great. It's what I'm doing. It's not you, Moshe. Umayetzer Hara nidme kehar tilmeduch lavod et ha'elokim. From the Yetzer Hara, which is like a mountain, it's something that a person has to surmount. That's how we will learn to serve Hashem. Shezui b'chinat ha'tikun ha'gamur, that this is the aspect of a complete fixing. V'hu k'mo she... I'm not sure what this Rashi Tevot is. What this is, maybe?
This?
Yeah. And that's like we've explained, Moshe Rabbeinu haya yare pen tiye ha-geula geula b'madriga nemucha, that Moshe's concern was that the geula will be on a lower level. Ve'im hu yeh ha-shaleach, if he's the messenger. Ve'amar lo ha-kadosh baruch hu, Hashem said to him, ze lecha ha-ot, this is the sign, she'tiye zo geula b'madriga aliyona biyoter, that the redemption is going to be on the highest level. And here, we don't have to take it the way his first pshat went. We could say it's on the highest level, and don't worry that it'll be on a low level. Not that if it's on the highest level, that's a clear indication I'm involved, Hashem was saying. But rather, you were worried that maybe it's going to be on a lower level because you do it. Don't worry. It's going to be on the highest level where the Yetzer Hara is going to be fixed, is going to be a tool for the service of Hashem, that Tavdun Tarkim Al Ahar Hazeh, on this mountain, on the Yetzer Hara. Now here we have to explore a little bit why it's called, according to this pshat, Ahar Hazeh. This mountain, which Yetzer Hara is going to be used? Meaning, going with this pshat, there's room to expand the thought, what is the Hazeh? So he explained in the first pshat that Hazeh is a reference to that great level of Hazeh, like the Rebbe Mikoznitz said, that that's a reference to the level of Kriyat Yamsuf of Matan Torah. But in the second pshat, we don't have to go with that. If Har is the Yetzer Hara, so what's Hazeh? He didn't explain that. So that there's room for us to think. We have to think, what's the Hazeh, this Yetzer Hara, what Yetzer Hara was Hashem talking about?